raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Minnesota Vikings safety Jamal Adams is out for the year with a knee injury. Veteran linebacker Vaughn Miller is signing with Dallas. He's from Texas. Washington backup quarterback Marcus Mariota is out this month with a sprained MCL. And Cardinals first-round running back Jeremiah Love is likely out this month with a sprained ankle. Packers tight end Tucker Kraft returned to full practice Sunday after last year's torn ACL. In the WNBA, Indiana won in overtime at Atlanta 95-91. Caitlin Clark, 26 points. Angel Reese had 14 rebounds but missed a putback at the end of regulation. Wins for Chicago and Portland. Scottie Scheffler took the PGA tournament by 8 strokes. Marcus Ericsson won the IndyCar race. Coco Gauff advanced, winning a third-round match in Cincinnati. Former pitcher Tommy John died at the age of 83. Seattle won at Houston 3-2. Milwaukee beat the Dodgers 6-2.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
55 years of savings and selection at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, where right now, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95. Classic Levi 501s, just $54.95. And at D&J, Carhartt Work Shorts, $36.95. And Wolverine DuraShock Steel-Toed Boots, $169.95. And of course, gift certificates are always available, and special orders are welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, August 17th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
More of 18 killed and 3 others injured in Highway 1 crash, and Paso Robles City Council to hold a public hearing for adult use cannabis. A sunny sky ahead today with highs in the upper 80s. It's currently cloudy and 58 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chad Stevens.
This KPRL local news is brought to you by the Autobahn in Templeton. They're your European auto repair specialists. A 15-year-old Morro Bay boy was killed and three others were injured on Highway 1 near Harmony on Friday night. At about 11:16 p.m., an 18-year-old Cambria man was driving a 2010 Chevrolet Camaro when the vehicle struck a guardrail and an asphalt curb. The Camaro traveled down an embankment, struck a large rock, and overturned. The two passengers in the back seat, the 15-year-old Morro Bay teen and a 17-year-old Cambria girl, were not wearing seatbelts and were ejected from the Camaro. The Morro Bay teen died at the scene and the 17-year-old suffered major injuries. The driver suffered minor injuries and a third passenger, a 19-year-old Paso Robles woman, suffered moderate injuries. CHP says they don't suspect the driver was impaired by drugs or alcohol. Highway 1 in both directions was closed following the crash, reopened later at 4 a.m. on Saturday morning. CHP is continuing to investigate the crash. The Paso Robles City Council is going to hold a public hearing for adult-use cannabis. I'll have that story coming up next. KPRL News Time is 8:11.
The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200.
Good morning. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Paso Robles City Council will be conducting a public hearing to consider implementing changes to its municipal code regarding cannabis. The new framework would allow the establishment of adult-use cannabis non-storefront retail businesses within certain zones in the city. Currently, only non-storefront medicinal cannabis delivery is allowed in the city. Amendments would also establish a cannabis regulatory permit in place of the previously used conditional use permit. The new language for the municipal code would also eliminate the previously proposed cap of three cannabis businesses in the city. The hearing will be held in the next regular meeting for the Paso Robles City Council, which will be tomorrow, August 18th, 6 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The Templeton CSD is seeking a minimum of two interested community members to serve on the Measure A Oversight Committee. The committee requires three members and currently only has one. The purpose of the committee is to independently review and inform the public and Templeton CSD Board of Directors of the expenditures and revenues of Measure A. Measure A is a special annual tax to fund Templeton Fire and Emergency Services 24/7 staffing. The committee meets twice per year on an as-needed basis and typically during regular business hours. Committee members need to reside within Templeton CSD boundaries. Interested applicants should submit an application by September 7th of this year, and members are anticipated to be selected at the September 15th CSD board meeting. Paso Robles Public Works released its weekly project report detailing traffic control measures and the progress of major projects. For Creston Road improvements, the contractor continues to work on underground utilities and curb ramps at various locations. Rolling Hills Road remains closed to through traffic, and traffic control is in place on Creston from Orchard to Niblick at various points. Pedestrian improvements continue on Riverside Avenue from 17th to 21st Street. Improvements to the sidewalk are underway and expected to continue for a few weeks. Residents will always have access to their homes and businesses remain open. Commerce Way will receive a full-width pavement rehabilitation between Sherwood and Scott Street. Traffic control is in place on Commerce Way through December. Cuesta and Allen Hancock Colleges are kicking off their 26-27 school year today. Cuesta College is launching a new 16-week semester format along with block scheduling. Campus officials say there was also a nearly 4% increase in enrollment compared to fall of 2025. Meanwhile, Allen Hancock College is welcoming students with booth displays until 11:30 a.m. today. Students will be able to stop by the booths to ask questions, get help finding classes, and get free snacks and coffee. Cal Poly students are also getting ready for the new school year. Classes for the Mustangs begin on Monday, August 24th. The Paso Robles City Library will be closed tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for staff training. The City Hall and building lobby will be open at their regular time at 8 a.m. and then once again from 1 to 7 p.m. In sports, the Padres blanked the Guardians 5-0. Rockies beat the Giants 13-7. Royals over the Angels 3-0. Brewers got by the Dodgers 6-2. The Yankees beat the Blue Jays 4-3. Today, the Padres are at the Mets and the Dodgers are at the Rockies. In California headline news, the U.S. Department of Energy announced it has awarded $271 million to help support Diablo Canyon Power Plant's extended operation. In April, the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission approved a 20-year license extension on the power plant's two reactors. A lawsuit filed by California and multiple other states against Meta, the social media giant that owns Facebook and Instagram, may go to trial this week. The lawsuit alleges Meta contributes to the youth mental health crisis by knowingly and deliberately designing features that get children addicted to its platform. Meta has already lost two cases over harms to children and teens this year. And California lawmakers killed a bill that would have allowed grizzly bears to be reintroduced to California. The Assembly Appropriations Committee spiked the bill, SB 1305, and did not discuss it nor take it to public testimony. KPRL News has been brought to you by the Autobahn. KPRL News Time is 8:17.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Till Insurance wants to build a more modern crop insurance agency for the American farmer. But what exactly would modernization mean for farmers? Founding partner Tom Cole says their platform equips agents to be better informed on programs and policies.
In terms of the grower experience, what you'll notice is that your agent is more up to speed, not just on the crop insurance programs, be it federal crop insurance or private products, but also other federal policies around whether it's disaster relief programs or new dates coming out of your local FSA office. Those are the things that the grower will notice. We're actually aiming for the grower to feel as little change as possible in terms of actually needing to start using a new tool or take on any new processes. It's very much just our support. It takes place in the background to the insurance agents, and then that translates to better quality of service to the growers. And you know, in a world where margins are getting thinner, getting that real support from your agent is becoming increasingly important.
Cole said they are rapidly scaling the number of agents backed by Till Insurance across the country.
You work hard from sunup to sundown raising America's beef. And with Superior Livestock Auction, it's time to be rewarded with top dollar. Consign your cattle to Superior's Labor Day video auction running September 2nd and 3rd in Hudson Oaks, Texas, and live online. Call 1-800-422-2117 or visit superiorlivestock.com today. But hurry, the consignment deadline is fast approaching. It's August 24th. The future of livestock agriculture depends on the people who keep it moving forward. That's why ranchers, livestock markets, individuals, and industry leaders are coming together through the Common Ground Coalition. Finding common ground on issues like supporting the next generation, improving access to labor, strengthening risk management tools, and protecting our rural communities. One industry working together, a stronger future. Learn more or sign on to the movement today at commongroundcoalition.net.
I'm Tim Hamrich, and this has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Learn more at aginfo.net.
August 21st, the Soda Crackers bring their classic Bakersfield sound to Templeton's Vintage Community Outdoor Theater for a great live concert.
I've got a two-sip solution for my twisted problem.
Bring a chair, a picnic, or purchase food and drinks on site. But most of all, bring your dancing boots. The Soda Crackers, August 21st, 6:30 p.m. at Vintage Community, 690 Peterson Ranch Road in Templeton, just up from the CHP station. Concerts are free and open to all ages.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. It is time for Food and Farm News, brought to you by Joe's One-Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Fusarium stem rot and decline, commonly known as FRD, affects the water and nutrient-carrying vascular portions of processing tomato stems and canopies. Eventually, vines begin to decline, collapsing and exposing the fruit to the sun, leading to potential sunburn. As experts learn more about the relatively new fungal disease, they say variety selection is key to reducing potential yield losses. Crop rotation and equipment sanitations are also important in managing Fusarium stem rot and decline, though to lesser extents. Rotating to a non-host crop can help reduce the pathogen in the soil, but not too popular because many of the alternatives are unprofitable. Food and Farm News has been brought to you by Joe's One-Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic is being brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop, earning customers' trust and satisfaction for six decades. California Highway Patrol reports that highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning, with no reports of accidents or other traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic has been brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather is being brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Our North County weather, looking for sunny skies today once we get rid of the clouds. Highs in the upper 80s, winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s, winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the low to mid 90s, winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And our extended forecast, partly cloudy Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the mid to upper 90s. Mostly sunny Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with highs in the low to mid 90s. Sunny a week from today with highs in the upper 80s. Currently, it is cloudy and 59 degrees. KPRO weather has been brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. That's the news. I'm Chad Stevens. KPRL News Time is 8:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
It's costing more to build homes, and buyers are facing still high mortgage rates. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index rose just 1 point this month to 35. The reading under 50 indicates builders remain pessimistic. Defense contractor L3Harris has parted ways with its chairman and CEO, Christopher QBasic. The company determined QBasic violated the company's code of conduct but offered no other details other than to say it won't impact financial reporting or operations. And OpenAI has locked in a 20-year lease for a huge data center in Pike County, Southern Ohio, with the backing of NVIDIA. It's expected to become a major artificial intelligence hub. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
The packaging on hearing aid batteries is notoriously hard to open. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialist is proud to offer the new easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only ones in town stocking them, and right now for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. All you have to do is call Hearing Aid Specialist today, 805-460-7385. That's 805-460-7385. 460-7385.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Sometimes it seems that no matter how many times a person is punished for his bad actions, he never learns. But there are ways of stopping this repetitive nature. Cyrus Skinner started his life of crime as a teenager by robbing people in Texas. At the age of 21, he migrated to California and was arrested for burglary. On August 18, 1851, he was sent to San Quentin Prison for 2 years. 3 months after his release, Skinner was arrested again for burglary. This time, he was sent up the river for 3 years. In less than 6 months, he was free, but not with the approval of the authorities. He escaped. Skinner was free for a year and a half before he was back in the Huascal, this time for 14 years. During Skinner's freedom, he became a friend of Henry Plummer. And during Skinner's third time in San Quentin, Plummer showed up there for a spell. For a second time, Skinner escaped from San Quentin. This time he went to Idaho, where his old friend Henry Plummer had a gang. And Skinner opened a saloon that catered to Plummer and his like. Shortly afterwards, Skinner went to Montana and opened another saloon. Plummer and his gang followed afterwards. For sure, they were chased by the law. In Montana, Skinner became noted for committing brutal murders, often just for the fun of it. About this time, citizens formed the famous Montana Vigilantes. With the hanging of Henry Plummer, Skinner left the area. But that wasn't enough for the vigilantes. They went after him, and in January of 1864, captured him. Skinner broke away from the vigilantes, hoping he would be shot. But the vigilantes had determined that a rope, not a bullet, would be the end of his life. And that's exactly what happened. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Everybody, this is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Good morning. This local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. A Morro Bay teen was killed and three others injured in a Highway 1 crash on Friday night. And the Paso Robles City Council to hold a public hearing for adult-use cannabis. I'll have those stories and more coming up. Weather-wise, we are looking for sunny skies today. Once the clouds burn away, highs in the upper 80s, winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s, winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly sunny tomorrow with highs in the low to mid-90s. It is currently cloudy and 61 degrees. This local news update on KPRL has been brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0550.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the U.S. is preparing to ramp up economic pressure on the Islamic Republic in the war with Iran, while his boss, President Trump, told Fox's Trey Yanks that Iran should
raise the white flag of surrender. President Trump confirmed to Fox News that there is a back channel with the IRGC. These are the hardline officials inside of Iran, and that the United States and officials in Washington are speaking directly with IRGC officials in Iran.
She was a child star in Remember the Titans. This from Walt Disney Productions.
We're busy. Interviewing for head coaching jobs. Got 11 offers and certainly no time for you.
Singer and actress Hayden Panettiere dies at the age of 36. She was found Sunday unresponsive in an apartment in Greenville, South Carolina. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Cajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon the cases will speak differently, more focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Clouds and sunshine, upper 80s. A few clouds tonight, overnight lows in the upper 50s. Clouds and sunshine again, but upper 90s on your Tuesday. Wednesday will be in the upper 90s, same on Thursday. Friday, mid-90s, same Saturday. Sunday, low 90s and upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9, up and down. 6:24 a.m., 7:51 p.m. We are at 61. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like a doggy door is built right in. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, Tom Bordenaro, I'll have Bond, talking about the classic, the Creston Classic Rodeo, coming not too many weeks out. And then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Call them. 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL. To join us on this Monday edition here on The Right Choice, The Blowtorch. Yes, indeed.
I've been fighting with these sheets again. Can't make myself lie still. My pillowcase is soaking wet, and yet I feel a chill. It takes all I can do these days to just survive the night. It gets crazy when a man can't get
the Morning Exchange. KPRL
and off his mind.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
I saw what you done there.
Well, as I say, I have a reputation for ruining songs, and that would be one of them. Let's see here. I had a couple of things on my mind that were not entirely important, but just, oh, silly. The lady last hour talking about the great dog, the Great Pyrenees.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you brush your animals every day? Okay, I saw no hands up. Now, I'm guessing that, you know, people that may put them in shows or something like that, they probably.
I've had Cocker Spaniels, and I pretty much brush them every day. I mean, if you don't, they get matted so quickly.
Okay, well.
But no, I would say for most people, like I have a really cool dog next door. I have yet to see his owner brush him. I know he does, but I haven't seen it.
Well, you're not living inside the house, so.
Well, no, that's true.
Unless you're peeping
that,
through the window.
That they know of, yeah.
Whoever lives out in Chad's neighborhood, you might want to watch the windows there. Apparently, he wants to know what else you're doing.
I need to stay informed.
Okay. Well, we've got the two cats, and maybe three times a week.
Okay.
Maybe three times a week.
That's plenty.
They're cats.
And they clean themselves until they hock up a fur ball. I mean, is it?
Well, that's why we let them outside.
Sorry for those of you who are eating breakfast right
now. That's why we let them outside. They eat the grass, and nature takes care of itself.
So there you go. It's a lovely sound when they...
Okay, and I know you're supposed... Well, I guess this kind of... Well, not kind of ties in, but... Linda was gone for the weekend, and I clean the house on Fridays. All right, that's my routine.
Okay.
So I decided that I'm going to clean all the cat bowls, their dishes, you know, for their food and the water, because we've got them throughout the house. Believe me, you'd want to come back as a will cat. And I can't remember last time.
Hold on a second. Why do you have them in several different areas of the house? Don't they just eat like once or twice a day? And
no, because the little Lou is a jerk.
Oh.
And he'll bother Pistol. So I have to strategically, and it's gotten to the point where at certain times of the day, they know which room that they're going into. It's pretty messed up. Okay.
All right.
So you know who's running the house.
Now I'm with you. Okay. Yeah. Okay, the cats are running the house.
Cats are running the house. Yeah. And stuff. So, and I thought, you know, I don't remember the last time I did this. And I don't know what the vet's recommendation are. You know, you're supposed to do it, you know, twice a week, once. I have no idea, but I don't remember the last time. Now, I do the, you know, water thing frequently, but.
Well, what are the bowls made out of?
They're, one's a metal, and then the other all are the, they're hard. I don't know.
They're hard. Are we talking plastic?
No, they're not plastic. They're,
I'm sorry to put you on the spot. Folks, if you could see his wheels turning.
I know what the thing, you put it in the clay pottery and they come out hard. They're not clay, but they're that hard. They're very easy to clean and they don't get dirt. You know, they don't. They hide the dirt very well.
Are they orange?
I don't. They're different colors. No, I don't know.
Oh, different colors.
You know, the cats have been alive for a long time and they're fine.
So it's okay so far.
It's okay. They, Doc says they're fine and everything like that. So I don't even know why I worry about it.
Okay.
All right. Another unimportant thing is, I couldn't find a ball game on Friday night. And so I'm flipping the channel, and I come to the Turner Classic.
Yeah.
And it was West Side Story.
When you're a jet, you're a jet.
I watched that thing for about 20 minutes and said, this is a stupid movie. Now, I know it's considered, you know, a Broadway classic or whatever. But the whole concept, And I know all the songs because, you know, Maria.
Yeah, well, we were brought up. The movie was, you know, when we were kids. And
right. Okay, so Officer Kropke.
Officer Kropke, yeah.
Okay, I get all that. Tonight. But the whole idea of these guys being in gangs and then they start dancing like sissies, it just, I finally said, I can't watch this thing.
It's like an Elvis movie. You know, where he fights the bad guys and then sings to them, you know.
Yeah, he's the jail and Jailhouse Rock. He's dancing with all his
inmate friends, yeah.
And I know it's the movies, and I know that it's dated.
Yeah, you have to suspend belief. You just have to go, okay, yeah.
You know, I love old movies, and there's some that, look, I know for the times that maybe this is a little goofy or corny, but I look past it. But this one, if I don't know, maybe it was just in the mood I was, whatever, that you go, this is really lame.
Well, and as much as I like Natalie Wood, she was miscast also.
By the way, Rita Moreno, I think, was ticked off about that.
Yes, big time.
She was.
And she's
Spanish.
Yeah.
But she did a good job in the movie. But anyway, again, nothing important.
But you watched 20 minutes of it.
I watched 20 minutes of it because I thought, well, I do like the song Maria.
Okay.
All right. And I'm not talking. See, I'd rather watch, speaking of Maria, I'd rather watch The Sound of Music because there's some historical significance in that, at least.
Well, yeah, it's based on a true story.
Yeah. And what was going on at the time and so forth. So that one is... doable, but West Side Story, it's off my list for now ever. Never watch it again.
Okay.
All right. Sorry for those who can't.
I won't ask you ever again.
That's right, to go to the movies and watch that. Okay, let's see here. Remember a couple of weeks ago, there's some controversy going around regarding parents and their children about walking and, you know, whether it's school or so and so forth. Now, there are no laws, apparently, here in California that says, is there a legal age requirement for children to walk to and from school in California alone? The California families need to know. There is no California or federal law that sets a specific age for when a child can walk to or from school without an adult. And, of course, there's titles for everything. The Federal Every Student Succeeds Act, which, gosh... Anyway, it was signed in 2015 and includes protections for a student who traveled to and from school independently. That means parents generally have the right to decide how their children get to and from school, including whether they can walk on their own. There is no set age requirement when a child is ready to make the trip alone. You walked to school, didn't you?
I walked or rode my bike starting, I think, second grade.
Okay. I know I walked home from school starting in first or second grade. Yeah. Well, my brother and sister were at the same school, so that they may have, but they, after they didn't want to be around me. So probably third or fourth grade.
Okay.
Again, we would ride the city bus, not mom and dad, the city bus. We'd get a dime. We'd get on the city bus, go down, and then we would walk home. And again, I know I was in third grade when I started doing this. Now, of course, now when we have, because we have the helicopter parents, and one of the things that I remember this from going back when Niblick Road was going to be expanded to another lane on each side, someone from the school district who ended up going to work for the county school district, who ended up firing his ass because he was stealing, he was misusing the credit card. But he made a plea before the, it may have been the city council, that we can't expand Niblick Road because it's too dangerous for these kids to walk across the street. And, of course, I had a jolly old time with that. At some point, they're going to have to learn to do something without coddling them. What are they going to do when they go to a different town and there's more people and more cars and maybe wider roads They're not going to be able to handle it because you decided that we can't expand the road.
Yeah, well, the traffic congestion also brings out the worst in people. So I would say it was probably more dangerous not expanding.
You learn how to deal with the situation. We used to play stickball in the streets.
Yeah.
Okay? We manage the cars.
Yeah, you get out of the way, car coming. Out,
hey, there's a car coming. Hold up. Don't swing. Don't pitch, et cetera, et cetera. And none of us were run over by a city bus or a car. We managed to navigate the situation, and that would have started playing in the streets at 10 years old. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Kind of bring up a little bit of a tender subject. You remember when we were kids and there used to be a kind of a statement that children are supposed to be seen and not heard?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it seems like that has gotten lost in the whatever. About a month ago, we'd gone to Hawaii, and on the way back, there was a set of parents and two children, one of which was, I'm guessing, maybe around a year old, and she was screaming the entire trip for 5 hours. I just listened to this screaming, and the parents seemed to kind of tried to quell it as you would expect, and obviously in an airplane there's not a lot you can do. But I kind of remember, at least with our kids, we didn't really take plane flights when our kids were that little. And just Friday night, we went out to dinner and it kind of had a similar thing, in this restaurant, they had, one couple had a child who, probably was around, a year and was just screaming. It's one thing crying, but it was just constant, this high-pitched, loud scream. And, I don't know, it's just, there's a lot of, whatever you want to call them, traditions that I know that our kids, kind of poo-poo at, and kind of like, that's just old folks' tradition or, some sort. But, there was a reason for certain traditions. I mean, and probably there was a reason for all traditions, and I don't always know what all of them are. But I think that one in particular is one that is worthwhile and important, and yet it seems to have gotten just forgotten. So, anyway, I don't know.
Well,
other people,
The easiest thing to do when these kids are, whether it's a year or 2 years old, they're going on and carrying on. I mean, in the reckless crying, you offer the parents to give the child some orange juice with vodka in it.
And Benadryl.
With the orange juice and the vodka, and the kids will fall asleep lickety-split. So you might want to try that next
okay.
time.
Okay, way to go, Dr. Will.
So.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It's just
at the least, take your kid outside. Remove them from and for the most part, my son was very good, but there were a couple of times that he was not, and I took him and I went outside with him because everybody else shouldn't be subjected to that. I had to put up with that because he was my kid.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's basically it's just rude.
Yeah.
I understand we anybody who raised kids, and most of us have, put up with that stuff when our kids were, 6 months to 2 years old. That's understandable. You can't blame the kid,
when you mentioned that, Chad mentioned that, it's you're embarrassed. Why wouldn't somebody who is not doing anything about it or removing them, why wouldn't they feel embarrassed now and know that they're interrupting everybody else's dinner?
Well, yeah. And And I mean, I've run into this a lot. I'm sure we all have, and really more than I remember, you know, in the past. But you know, it's that, you know, it's first off, just the thought of taking them out at that age is I just don't think it's exactly proper, but you know, people do what they do, but it's kind of disrespectful to everybody else, you know, in the area. You know,
I would agree. Have you ever seen? I've seen this, you know, on television, people taking 3-year olds to a baseball game.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I have seen that.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean. I mean, it's boring for a lot of adults, you know. I can only imagine what it's like for a kid, you know.
Well, but especially if I got to sit next to that kid. And, you know, one of the things here that too many parents think their kids are the cutest, and that's not the case.
Right. Well, that's kind of one of the things. I agree. And again, it goes into the whole concept of, you know, they're to be seen and not heard, you know. Kids are wonderful. I love them. I had 3 of my own, and they're great young men. But there's a time and a place for everything, and that's, I guess that's kind of one of my things. And kind of think about and respect, you know, the other people who you're going to be around, you know. So,
well, you know, even some adults should consider that when they're being too damn loud in certain places.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, you're right. Try to respect the other people.
Yep. All right.
All right.
Cool. Thanks. All right, we got the mystery solved here. It's the ceramic bowls.
Oh, ceramics.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they are.
Gotcha. Okay.
Real easy to clean, and again, they hide dirt very well. Things don't stick. The food doesn't stick there. And well, we give them dry food anyway. So, all right, thanks for the help on that. Well, we got animals galore today. We have
Great Pyrenees.
Experts on Great Pyrenees, yep. And also the bowls for the animals. Although, you know, if you every once in a while, I don't bother much because I've had cats all my life and they've all lived to at least 14 years old. So I don't buy into, you know. Never mind. We got one more call. Hi, good morning.
Okay, a couple things here. First of all, when you have a small child and you put it on an airplane, sometimes their eardrums don't adjust, and it's a constant earache. Now, that's, you can't step outside the airplane when it happens. It's just one of those things. But in my family, it's really obvious that whenever we go to a restaurant or we go to a location where other people are going to be, if there's a baby crying, of course they're going to put the baby chair right next to where I'm at. It always is. Whenever the baby starts to cry, everybody looks at me and says, okay, Dad, you got to move over there, you know, because it's just one of those things. I don't know how come it always happens to me. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but some of the parents are just oblivious of what their child is doing. I'm not talking about the airplane because I already explained that, but I'm talking about at restaurants when their kids just are not, you know, they're being loud and their parents just ignore it while we have to put up with it. And sometimes it just really irritates me. Anyway, that's my thought.
You know, as I told the last caller, vodka and orange juice.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll visit you in jail.
Maybe.
And your cookies. All right, buddy.
All right. Bye.
See you later. Bye.
You got to read stories about W.C. Fields and Baby Leroy.
Okay.
They're just classic stuff.
This KPRL local news update is brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Morro Bay teen killed and 3 others injured in a Highway 1 crash and Paso Robles City Council to hold a public hearing for adult-use cannabis. I'll have those stories coming up. Weather-wise, we are looking for sunny skies today. Highs in the upper 80s, winds from 10 to 20 miles per hour. Currently, it is mostly cloudy and 63 degrees. This KPRL local news update has been brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have on Tom Bordenaro. We will be talking about the Creston Classic Rodeo coming up in just a few weeks. And then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. All right. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Thanks for the help, Chad. Appreciate it very much.
You bet.
And continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.